It's 7:02. Too bad it's the good side of 7 Thursday morning. Taking you to work, waking you up. Ring-a-ding-ding, that's the alarm. Let's go, Atlanta. 7:02, Don Miller Morning Show on 99X. Hey, everybody. Crash Clock has got you traffic.
Woo! Thank you, Fred. 575 South Barrett Parkway, new wreck, left lane. Right as you approach Town Center Mall, you got some brake lights. Get on to 75, a little bit thick through the loops, that's about it. Not a whole lot going to hurt you there. 400, tightening up around McFarland as you head south. 85, 316, the merging Venetians in Sioux. I-20 inbound, a little bit of heavy stuff around Evans Mill and Panola coming in from the east. West Expressway, thickest stuff around Six Flags. We're officially in summer mode, so a lot less cars on the road. Sydney Marks at 400. Still keep an eye for those traffic lights a-blinking for puppetry of the penis. Crash Clark for the Don Miller Morning Show on New Rock and 90s Alternative 99X.
American Idol last night was phenomenal, the way I didn't watch it, and I have no interest in what was going on. But it was a big deal to several Atlantans because a local girl was in the finals. What was her name again?
Diana DeGarmo from Snellville.
Diana DeGarmo from Snellville. So there was this big affair at the Georgia Dome so everyone could get together, and Sonny Perdue, our governor, could make us look like the biggest state full of rubes in the history of the world with his peach bet. I got peaches to give away, everybody. Hey! And so how many people were out there last night, Sebastian, our green ass?
Before the show even started, there were four or five lines, about 25 people deep each line.
And they were all in the spirit of the American Idol. They all had their little signs up.
Signs, T-shirts, everything.
Now, on TV, I was very dismayed to see a pretty healthy showing of guys. Now, I don't know if they just, like, positioned all the guys specifically in front of the camera to make it appear like guys really were into this. Or, I mean, did you see a lot of dudes?
There were a lot of guys getting brought by their girlfriends and stuff.
How can you not tell your girlfriend, no, honey, that's a girls' night out event?
Or how could you say, you know what, it's weird about this whole thing is that it's on television. There's really no reason to go to the Georgia Dome to watch television, you know, as much as, and I could see a lot, we're going to get on television. Oh, they're going to have cameras there and everything. And I could be in the background.
Well, it's
like the people
like
at Braves games that are on the cell phone pointing at the camera going, yeah, it's me. How fun.
I mean, I understand like why people would go to a sports bar to watch a game, you know, because you're drinking, you're whatever. But even when like when they have teams that are in the Super Bowl and then they'll flash to the stadium, the home stadium of that team, and there's all these people in that stadium, in a big empty stadium watching the TV screen. I mean, have a party at your house or go to a bar. I just don't get why you would sit in stands.
Yeah, we had the same debate when Georgia Tech was in the Final Four, that people would show up to the arena to watch it on television.
That's got
to
be like the worst place to watch.
Yeah,
to
it's
watch
just,
something
just for nerds, basically. So, no question about it. The people that showed up to the Georgia Dome last night are not the most intelligent people in the world, and to exploit that, we had Sebastian go out posing as a producer for American Idol, and you were trying to hoard people together to in telling them to practice some chants?
Yeah, they were going to send messages to Diana. She was going to hear these next week and be able to appreciate how much her fans love her.
Oh, good.
All right, so this is, keep in mind, these are big fans of American Idol. Sebastian is getting them together, and they are going to chant this so she can hear what's going on. Keep that in mind. These people are morons. Here we go.
All right. I'll go twice. You guys go twice right after me. Atlanta loves Diana! Atlanta loves Diana!
Atlanta loves Diana!
All right, wait, okay.
You got to run it over
there,
you're
going to have to run this, Jimmy, because I'm going to have to stop this several times. Atlanta loves Diana. Atlanta loves Diana. And then there's some guy, Atlanta loves Diana.
Like, you can't even get it out correctly.
Atlanta. Yeah. What, do you get the Special Olympics bus and start asking them to chant these things?
Some dad with his kid. He was so
I don't quite get the cadence of it. Can you repeat that again, sir? Atlanta loves the Diana.
Yeah, let's hear it again.
All right. I'll go twice. You guys go twice right after me. Atlanta loves Diana. Atlanta loves Diana.
That's like the special bus.
Bunch of retards.
Holy Jesus. How can they not?
Chant Atlanta loves Diana. Atlanta loves Diana. Atlanta loves Diana.
Wow.
I don't quite follow. Repeat again, sir. This weird thing is happening with the cadence and the following.
Atlanta loves Diana.
How can they not follow that?
Amini! Simon's Amini!
Simon's Amini! Simon's Amini!
Go, Diana! Go! Go, Diana! Go!
Go, Diana, go!
Simon, go, Diana, go!
A guy's yelling Simon in the background.
Oh, my.
Simon was the last one. Takes a minute to process Simon.
Yeah.
In the background. God, is that guy retarded, honestly?
There's some Mexican dude. I don't like it.
Like 4 hours later, he's sitting in the stand. Simon! That's what they wanted me to chant when they were doing that 4 hours ago. The words that they were saying. Yeah. Okay.
Leave her alone. She's just big boned. Leave her alone. She's just big boned.
Leave her alone. She's just big boned. She's just big boned.
Because Diana DeGarmo is overweight.
Vote right.
Now, what was that?
Okay, wait, you gotta stop that.
All right, that was vote white, vote right. Because there was a black girl and a white girl, and these idiots are sitting there. Were they chanting vote white, vote right?
They took them aside. They kind of skipped on that, but they did. Yeah, they didn't know what they were saying a little bit.
Yeah, obviously.
This is why Hitler succeeded. Because people, what? Okay, chanting.
Germany was filled with a lot of, like, German Idol fans at the time, and they would just do whatever he said.
2, 4, 6, 8, Diana, don't lose that weight.
2, 4, 6, 8, Diana, don't lose that weight.
3 cheers for the fat chick.
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 Rub-a-dub-dub, Diana's a tub.
Rub-a-dub-dub, Diana's dub.
Wait a minute. Who's that?
Wait a minute. That's the guy who's on the news, the Al Qaeda guy.
Dub, 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 Diana's tub.
And these are Diana DeGarmo fans in 3 cheers for the fat chick is something that they wanted to hear.
I lost about half of them on 3 cheers for the fat chick, but some of them are still going strong.
I mean,
it's the same Mexican dude.
I think he's just hearing sound.
Fat chick. I now get it. I repeat.
I can't stay in country now.
Eating circus peanuts and having a 2 liter of Pepsi.
Thanks a lot, guys. That was awesome.
Oh, okay.
You should have gone on and said, give me all your money.
That's
funny. 3 cheers for the fat chick.
How can they were, and they didn't start dropping out until the very last one. I mean, they were still
going.
They were
with them all the way.
Yeah.
No, I had dozens cheering with me on that last one still.
Oh, did you really?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, okay. That's pretty funny. Rub-a-dub-dub Diana's tub.
What?
Rub-a-dub-dub, Diana's a tub. These are the people that are out there. Oh, my goodness.
Yes, very sharp crowd that was at the Dome.
Okay.
Yesterday.
Jimmy was saying, can't you tell your woman that this is a night out for the girls?
Yeah.
He was making that statement. Jeff, go ahead.
Jimmy, what the hell? I mean, didn't I hear you say, how can you not say to your girlfriend, this is a girl's night out?
Yes.
Aren't you the guy that was dragged down to the Diva shopping spree at Phipps a few weeks ago?
Okay, don't change the subject.
No, he's absolutely
Jimmy,
right.
Okay.
Don't change the subject.
And that's way worse,
that's
too, because
right,
he was the
that's
only
right.
guy. It was called Diva. And even gay guys were afraid to go.
Don't try to shift attention here. Let's not go there.
You got to tell your woman.
Hey, listen up. All right, I don't need listeners. JB is a high plains drifter, a lone wolf, smoking gun. You can't drag me to one of these things unless it's some diva event. But I'm saddling up and riding with you, baby.
Thanks, Jeff. Yeah, didn't we just have a huge argument about
That's
how
so
I
funny.
Was so naive because you had to do these things? Yeah, you hypocrite. Yeah. How dare you, Jimmy?
It was different. It was different.
It was different because
how?
It was my wife making me do things.
Because she was one of the organizers. It was a work thing, and I was with my mom.
Shadoobie.
What am I going to do? Try to explain
Plus, he got
that
a free tiara, so it was
Back
worth
to
it.
Rock and roll. And they were...
Yeah, kick it in.
They were serving Cosmopolitans.
Yeah, how could you not go, Jimmy? I get it.
I'll tell you what, I was three sheets to the wind. I had enough sea breezes on.
Why aren't we talking about American Idol?
Shadoobie.
All right, very
good. Let's talk more about American Idol.
Okay, when we come back, we'll talk about the Miss Meat birthday bender that was last night at American...
Tavern, at American Park Tavern.
It was an all-American Park Tavern
That's
event,
right.
And I didn't get much sleep. So we'll talk about that. It is the Don Miller Morning Show on 99X.